Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
News release.
News release. Criminal charges filed against Sherrod Brown, Steve Dettelbach, and Carol Rendon. Benjamin Suarez has filed criminal charges in Stark County State Court against Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, former Cleveland U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach, former Assistant U.S. Attorney to Steve Dettelbach, Carol Rendon, and two FBI agents who were under the supervision of Dettelbach and Rendon, Mark McMurtry. News release, criminal charges filed against Sherrod Brown, Steve Dettelbach, and Carol Rendon. Benjamin Suarez has filed criminal charges in Stark County State Court against Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, former Cleveland U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach, former Assistant U.S. Attorney to Steve Dettelbach, Carol Rendon, and two FBI agents who were under the supervision of Dettelbach and Rendon, Mark McMurtry and Mike Zeroman. The criminal charging affidavit provides evidence that the FBI agents engaged in witness intimidation by offering Suarez's personal trainer David Durth a $92,000 bribe to provide false testimony that Suarez tampered with the jury in the July 2014 trial where Suarez and his company were acquitted of all 19 charges of election law violations. They also threatened to harm Durth's family and terrorized his wife and children in a confrontation in a supermarket parking lot. This confrontation was so traumatic that Durth's children were crying and wetting their pants. The criminal charging affidavit also provides evidence that Suarez's former company attorney Mike Puterba was intimidated by Dettelbach, Rendon, and the FBI agents to commit perjury when he testified at the trial in July of 2014 concerning the charge against Suarez of witness tampering. Puterba had exculpatory evidence proving that Suarez did not engage in witness tampering. He was intimidated into lying that he did not remember the incident concerning the exculpatory evidence. Then in August 2015, one of Suarez's attorneys, Craig Conley, encountered Puterba on a sidewalk in downtown Canton. Conley confronted Puterba on his recollection of the exculpatory evidence incident. Puterba said he definitely remembered the incident and would sign an affidavit providing new evidence that would get a new trial for Suarez. Puterba also admitted this to another Suarez attorney, James Feldman, who was drafting a motion for a new trial for Suarez. Then Puterba was again obviously intimidated by the same suspects and refused to sign the affidavit after promising to do so. The Obama administration has a long history of corruption, which includes a pattern of using Soviet-style tactics of having law enforcement punish political opponents. Suarez was one of many Republican donor victims of these tactics. President Donald Trump was also a victim, as evidenced by the recent exposure of the Russian collusion hoax carried out by former Obama Justice Department officials. The criminal charging affidavit and the supporting evidence affidavits are attached. Suarez's personal trainer also filed criminal charges against Mark McMurtry and Mike Zeroman in November 2018. Sherrod Brown also ran false and libelous ads in 2018 that damaged Suarez. Suarez filed a libel lawsuit against Brown in Stark County State Court on October 11, 2018. This malicious prosecution and wrongful conviction of Mr. Suarez caused the loss of over 3,000 jobs in Stark County. The Justice Association has sent this criminal charging affidavit to U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, Cleveland U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman, and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, and we have demanded a grand jury investigation. For further information, contact Jennifer Werner at werner@thejusticeassociation.org. Suarez Corporation Industries exits bankruptcy. SCI suffered severe financial harm due to the false and malicious prosecution by the Obama administration against SCI and its CEO Benjamin Suarez. SCI and Suarez were acquitted of all 19 election law charges in a trial in July 2014. Suarez was convicted of a minor process charge due to witness intimidation by the DOJ. This false and malicious prosecution and the wrongful conviction and imprisonment of Benjamin Suarez caused the company to file bankruptcy on August 7, 2017. Suarez Corporation Industries, SCI, exited bankruptcy on February 25, 2019. Before the false prosecutions, which started in 2011, SCI had recorded sales of over $400 million a year and was on the way to becoming a billion-dollar-plus sales a year company, which would have created thousands of new jobs in Stark County. SCI is now ready to resume this growth and new jobs. SCI's Seed and Pure division has developed many new and innovative products and will soon go public. SCI's United Cloud TM division has developed new, revolutionary online services that will soon launch. SCI's Genesis Bodier division has concluded a 20-year research and development project that has produced advanced exercises and an advanced exercise machine, which scientific studies prove can cut healthcare costs by at least 50%. This will also launch soon. For further information, contact Benjamin Suarez, CEO, Suarez Corporation Industries. Email, bsuarez@suarez.com. Phone, 330-494-5504, extension 4740.
News release, criminal charges filed against Sherrod Brown, Steve Dettelbach and Carol Rendon. Benjamin Suarez has filed criminal charges in Stark County State Court against Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, former Cleveland U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach, former Assistant U.S. Attorney to Steve Dettelbach, Carol Rendon, and two FBI agents who are under the supervision of Dettelbach and Rendon, Mark McMurtry and Mike Zeroman. The criminal charging affidavit provides evidence that the FBI agents engaged in witness intimidation by offering Suarez's personal trainer David Durth a $92,000 bribe to provide false testimony that Suarez tampered with the jury in the July 2014 trial where Suarez and his company were acquitted of all 19 charges of election law violations. They also threatened to harm Durth's family and terrorized his wife and children in a confrontation in a supermarket parking lot. This confrontation was so traumatic that Durth's children were crying and wetting their pants. The criminal charging affidavit also provides evidence that Suarez's former company attorney Mike Buterbaugh was intimidated by Dettelbach, Rendon and the FBI agents to commit perjury when he testified at the trial in July of 2014 concerning the charge against Suarez of witness tampering. Buterbaugh had exculpatory evidence proving that Suarez did not engage in witness tampering. He was intimidated into lying that he did not remember the incident concerning the exculpatory evidence. Then in August 2015, one of Suarez's attorneys Craig Conley encountered Buterbaugh on a sidewalk in downtown Canton. Conley confronted Buterbaugh on his recollection of the exculpatory evidence incident. Buterbaugh said he definitely remembered the incident and would sign an affidavit providing new evidence that would get a new trial for Suarez. Buterbaugh also admitted this to another Suarez attorney, James Feldman, who was drafting a motion for a new trial for Suarez. Then Buterbaugh was again obviously intimidated by the same suspects and refused to sign the affidavit after promising to do so. The Obama administration has a long history of corruption which includes a pattern of using Soviet-style tactics of having law enforcement punish political opponents. Suarez was one of many Republican donor victims of these tactics. President Donald Trump was also a victim as evidenced by the recent exposure of the Russian collusion hoax carried out by former Obama Justice Department officials. The criminal charging affidavit and the supporting evidence affidavits are attached. Suarez's personal trainer also filed criminal charges against Sherrod Brown also ran false and libelous ads in 2018 that damaged Suarez. Suarez filed a libel lawsuit against Brown in Stark County State Court on October 11, 2018, which is now in litigation. This malicious prosecution and wrongful conviction of Mr. Suarez caused the loss of over 3,000 jobs in Stark County. The Justice Association has sent this criminal charging affidavit to U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, Cleveland U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, and we have demanded a grand jury investigation. For further information, contact Jennifer Werner H. Werner at thejusticeassociation.org. Suarez Corporation Industries exits bankruptcy. SCI suffered severe financial harm due to the false and malicious prosecution by the Obama administration against SCI and its CEO Benjamin Suarez. SCI and Suarez were acquitted of all 19 election law charges in a trial in July 2014. Suarez was convicted of a minor process charge due to witness intimidation by the DOJ. This false and malicious prosecution and the wrongful conviction and imprisonment of Benjamin Suarez caused the company to file bankruptcy on August 7, 2017. Suarez Corporation Industries, SCI, exited bankruptcy on February 25, 2019. Before the false prosecutions, which started in 2011, SCI had recorded sales of over $400 million a year and was on the way to becoming a billion-dollar-plus sales-a-year company, which would have created thousands of new jobs in Stark County. SCI is now ready to resume this growth and new jobs. SCI's Eden Pure division has developed many new and innovative products and will soon go public. SCI's United Cloud TM division has developed new, revolutionary online services that will soon launch. SCI's Genesis Body 8 division has concluded a 20-year research and development project that has produced advanced exercises and an advanced exercise machine, which scientific studies prove can cut healthcare costs by at least 50%. This will also launch soon. For further information, contact Benjamin Suarez, CEO, Suarez Corporation Industries. Email, bsuarez@suarez.com. Phone, 330-494-5504, extension 4740.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.